It was a crisp fall afternoon in Creston, BC, when the small valley town was shaken by a brazen daylight robbery that would go down as its most chaotic tale of crime. While it is difficult to confirm all the details 100 years later, the local museum still shares the story of surprisingly harmless gunfire and townsfolk sprinting through orchards in pursuit of two armed thieves. Robbed at gunpoint. At the time, the building now home to the Creston Valley Advance newspaper was known as the Imperial Bank. On October 20, 1925, around 1 or 2 p.m., two men burst through its doors, revolvers raised, demanding cash. Inside, the bank teller dove to his knees on the floor while a customer began crawling toward the door. It was the bank manager, Cecil Allen, who made the first move. A First World War veteran who had lost a leg in combat, Allen was no stranger to danger or to firearms. He ran to his desk, retrieved a revolver from the drawer, and began firing blindly. In total, 14 shots were exchanged inside the bank, at a distance of just 6 feet. Yet somehow, no one was hit. The closest call came when a bullet pierced Allen's coat pocket. Eventually, Allen ran out of ammunition and calmly agreed to give them the money. He walked back to the vault and returned with an undisclosed amount of cash. To this day, no one knows exactly how much the robbers made off with, but it's estimated to be about $10,000, equivalent to $180,000 today. Not so subtle escape. Knowing that Main Street residents would respond quickly to gunshots, the robbers avoided the front exit. Instead, they leapt out a side window into what they thought was an empty lot, present-day Morris Flowers. A team of horses hitched there spooked, adding further commotion as the two men made their getaway. Across the street at the local Ford dealership, owner Richard Bevan had heard the shots. Armed, like nearly every man in Creston at the time, he aimed his gun at the bank's front door, waiting for the robbers to emerge. When they didn't, he pivoted and fired at the figures jumping out the side window. His bullet ricocheted off the wall, harming no one, including the horses. The manhunt begins. Meanwhile, a local man named Reginald, Happy, Eastlake, an eccentric remittance man and avid hunter, was returning from a hunting trip with his rifle slung over his shoulder. Hearing the commotion, he dashed into the bank, saw the robbers escaping through the side window, and gave chase, firing aimlessly as he went. But Bevan, still shooting from across the street, forced Happy to duck for cover. Bullets zipped through the air, but again, no one was hit. The robbers disappeared down Main Street toward the Grand Theater, present-day Pharmasave, and into C.O. Rogers' lumberyard, present-day Pilos, beyond which stretched endless rows of orchards and forest. Townspeople take over. Despite the shootout, there was one glaring absence: law enforcement. Creston's lone provincial officer, Const. McLaren, was nowhere to be found. Word eventually reached him at Ron Lydgate's Chevy dealership, present-day On the Grind. McLaren, in true small-town fashion, had left his firearm behind. Lydgate drove him to the police station, near present-day Gleaners, to retrieve it, but by the time they were ready to act, the robbers had disappeared into the trees. So, the people of Creston took matters into their own hands. Citizens on foot and horseback formed search parties. Even children were enlisted. Two teenage boys were stationed at a bridge in Canyon, instructed to stop and question anyone passing through. When Colonel Fred Lister was making his way home to Creston, he was nearly shot for refusing to identify himself, but luckily one of the teens recognized him just in time. In Nelson, news of the robbery prompted the police to dispatch reinforcements via the Ladybird, the fastest motorboat in the region. But a heavy fog set in, and the officers got lost on Kootenay Lake, eventually turning back without ever reaching Creston. An unlikely hero. In Erickson, on the outskirts of town, 10-year-old Herb Dodd was given a whistle by his mother and told to search the family orchard. If he spotted the robbers obviously armed and dangerous, he was to blow the whistle and wait for help. Parenting styles were clearly different in 1925. Sure enough, Dodd followed the foul smell of body odor coming from one of the robbers' boots. The man was hiding in the bushes, and clearly hadn't had a bath in a long while. The boy blew his whistle and fled. Within minutes, a posse of townsfolk had the thief surrounded. He surrendered without a fight into Const. McLaren's custody and returned what he claimed was half the money. The other half, he insisted, had gone with his unidentified accomplice. The captured man was identified as John Ward, whose familiarity with Creston's layout suggested the robbers had been casing the town for days prior. On November 1, 1925, Nelson Judge J.A. Florin sentenced Ward to 20 lashes and 8 years in prison. Details on the rest of his life are murky, but he is rumored to have come back to Creston. As for the heroic boy, Dodd was awarded $1,000 for his efforts, equivalent to approximately $18,000 today. The money was sure to have changed his family's life. He went on to become a teacher at Senka, Alice Siding, and the Creston Elementary School, with classes ranging up to 53 students. He then enlisted in the Second World War in 1942. After the war, Dodd worked as an optometrist up until 1980. He also served with the Lions Club, the school board, and as mayor from 1963 to 1969. The one that got away. The second robber was never caught. The last known sighting came from Lydgate himself, who saw a tall, unfamiliar man with a gun wave him past on a rural road. Lydgate, feeling threatened, kept driving and didn't stop to ask questions. One possible clue surfaced later. A remote fire lookout on a nearby mountain had been broken into, and food was stolen. Authorities suspected the fugitive might have holed up there. Rumors suggest a man on his deathbed in the U.S. once claimed responsibility, but the truth has never been confirmed.